This coming Sunday marks the anniversary of the birth of trumpet virtuoso, singer, and bandleader Louis Armstrong. Now, WRTI's Susan Lewis looks at the life and legacy of a musician who propelled jazz onto a mainstream stage.
Born in 1901, Armstrong grew up in the red light district of New Orleans, a city filled with music. Even in the Reform School, where Armstrong was sent at the age of 12 after firing a gun in the air on New Year's Eve. Armstrong biographer, playwright, and Wall Street Journal drama critic, Terry Teachout, says it was there he learned to play the cornet.
Because he was a natural-born genius, he seized this opportunity, and within a matter of years, he was the up-and-coming musician in New Orleans.
Armstrong went to Chicago, where he began recording. His opening on West End Blues became a classic. He not only improvised brilliantly on his trumpet, he also sang. Armstrong also went to New York, where in 1929 he made his Broadway debut in Ain't Misbehavin'. Over the course of his life, he would become known to millions of fans around the world as the great entertainer, Louis Armstrong. But his name was Louis.
He felt that if you pronounced his name Louis, it would be as though he were hi-hatting, that he was pretending to be a Creole.
Hello, darling. This is Louis, darling.
Armstrong died of a heart attack in 1971, a month shy of his 70th birthday.
You look and swell, darling. I can't tell.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.